joining us in studio from Tiller and Rye. By the way, we've been telling you this, but it bears repeating, named Brewer's Best Business. Sarah is here. Sarah Morneau, thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great to see you. And you keep, every time you come in, you bring us goodies. We don't need them, but we appreciate them. And this, man, this is special.
Yeah, take that, Jabron. I'll be your understudy, but I bring gifts.
This is great. This is made right at Tiller and Rye, and it is phenomenal.
That is, we probably should tell them what it is. Well, mincemeat pie.
Mincemeat pie.
Yes, they're chewing.
Which not everybody likes, but they're wrong, the people who don't like it. It's so good.
I question it. You know, I think it's good, and then you tell me what's in it, and I do. They're the cutest things. You know, we went right old school, traditional, by the book. Our cafe whipped them up. They're the cutest little, like, mini mincemeat pies. But, fruit and meat.
Yes.
People love it. Mm-hmm. I personally have a hard time. I've eaten them, and they're delicious. But I still, like, in the back of my head, I'm going, what am I eating?
If you don't tell people what they are ahead of time.
Oh, they have no
people
idea.
People that aren't familiar with it. But people like me that grew up with this.
Right.
I was telling you off before we got on. I had four or five aunts that made amazingly good mincemeat pies.
Yeah.
And I love it. I still, to this day, enjoy mincemeat pie. That one is really, really good.
Yay.
It tastes like Christmas to me.
It does taste like Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I grew up eating those things. They're wonderful.
So we love the traditional.
Yeah.
You know, we love the old school stuff.
Well, what's going on? We've talked about it on the air, but not with you. Congratulations for being named Brewer's Best Business. How cool is that?
Thank you, Brewer. And everybody who voted for us, we're so grateful. Yeah, tears in my eyes again. I'm that person. But we're super, super, super grateful to be named Brewer's Business of the Year. I mean, anyone who had a hand in that, I'm eternally grateful. We all are. We set out, we're trying to do a good thing, and it was kind of a great little pat on the back.
This is, again, you don't put this in an ad, but we mentioned it time and time again. We were talking about it last week. The store just smells so good. You open the doors and you walk in, you're like, oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just great.
I feel like it always depends on what they're making, you know?
I don't know. It always...
There's like caramelized onions always going, or like the sesame noodles, coffee brewing, you know, all of those smells together kind of just make you hungry.
Got all of that. And we've talked so many times about the main producers. Do you even have a number? How many hundreds of different main producers are you working with?
So I actually, the last time I did a count was well over a year ago, and that was over 300.
Wow.
And we add so many. I mean, I feel like sometimes it's like one new producer a week. So I actually haven't done a count recently, and I should in the beginning of 2019, but it's just amazing, you know, the amount of people out there in this state just creating the most fantastic products, you know, from the quality of the product to the love that they put into it. People are very careful about how they're sourcing their ingredients because they want their products to stand out. And a lot of times, you know, they're looking for people to, you know, if it's a food, they want it to be healthy. They want it to be good for you. Even if it's a chocolate. You know what? Chocolate's good for you. Eat the chocolate.
Well, it is, but it's so nice now, more so than ever, to know where your food comes from and to make that journey shorter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the farmers and artisans, you know, they're so willing to come out. And I don't know if I should say this yet, but the creator of Heiwa Tofu, I just got an email from him saying, hey, I can come out and do a tasting tomorrow. Ooh. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll have Heiwa Tofu tomorrow. And if you haven't had that, it's a local tofu out of Belfast. And it's amazing. I mean, you know, I know I say the word tofu and it sounds kind of scary, but
no, I love tofu.
I was fried tofu.
Yeah.
Like tofu can taste like anything. Like we have the tofu curry sandwich in the cafe and it's one of the most popular sandwiches there.
All right, you went to sandwiches, and I wasn't going to bring it up. I wasn't going to go there, but yeah, Danny Cashman is on with us every Friday.
I was
giving Danny a hard time because it was at Spencer's, did a night show themed ice cream, and he's got Danny C's BLT at Tiller and Rye, and I got nothing.
You will.
I will?
We're working on it.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a big ham?
Something with tofu.
Something. I love tofu. No, I kid. I kid. Well, what else have you got? You've got notes there. So what else have you got?
Okay, so
going
I remind
on?
Myself because, like, when I'm on, I'm like, okay, don't fumble this. And it's just a few bullet points, you know?
You share while I eat more mincemeat
pie. All right, you guys eat. Yeah. And yeah. I will. I will talk about the fact that, you know, I know everyone's trying to do, like, last minute Christmas shopping, and we're so grateful to everyone who has come out and supported us in 2019. And those hundreds of Maine farmers and artisans are so grateful for those of you who have come out and supported us in 2019, because it's so helpful to them. And a lot of people say Black Friday is, you know, the day when people get caught up, but really for these Mainers, you know, it's this coming few days, you know, that's when everyone kind of gets caught up and they pay for everything that they've been, all their ingredients and cost of goods. So this is the weekend coming up. So I thought I would talk about just some of the stuff that we have. You know, we have the jams, we have the jellies, the amazing mustards and hot sauces and barbecue sauces being put out from people like Main Man Flavors and Beast Feast, Northwoods Gourmet Girl Sweet and Spicy Mustard, the
so
Ooh La
good.
La, holy cow. I know. When we run out of that, we get in trouble. Customers calling like every day. Amazing beers, you know, Banded Brewing.
Well, we got a bunch of those. We were talking about it with Tim Bissell earlier. Yeah. You guys have such a great selection of Maine craft beers.
We love it. And craft beers, you know, Maine craft beers, they're so good at collaborating too. So, you know, whether they're collaborating with each other, OBC just came out with like beer with Frank's Bake Shop. How much fun is that? Gagan's has done collaborations with Bowie Local, which, by the way, Bowie Local's accepted at Tiller and Rye. They do Raised Mustard and W.A. Bean and Sons. There's so many amazing
coffees. You have
coffees.
The best selection as a coffee connoisseur.
Yeah.
You've got the best selection of both ground coffees, whole bean coffees that you're going to find.
Thank you so much. Yes, I say that. It's like I'm taking credit for these people who are, you know, like handpicking the beans and visiting the plantations and roasting to order. You know, we call and we do an order. And they roast it. Like, they haven't even roasted it yet when we order it. Speckled Axe just came back. We're super excited about that. And we still have a recent blend from Bold Coast, which is the Harvest Blend. And that is made with beans that are the only, how do I put this? Basically, like, bean-to-cup owned plantation. Am I doing this rightly? Bold Coast actually owns a plantation.
Oh, wow.
So... They source beans from other countries, but
cutting out the middleman.
Yeah, they actually like bought a plantation.
Wow.
In Costa Rica. And so they literally are in control of that bean from planting it to harvesting. Yeah, so that's great. I was thinking about fun stuff. Like, what about for your dog? So we have like made moose antlers.
Yeah.
We have the CBD dog treats made locally. Now, CBD, it's almost like a taboo subject right now. It's hemp. Anyways, right. We have those. We have some great like paw protectors and new noses. Great for your dogs. Then, so many things. So many things. Where was I going? Okay, so basically I brought in one because I was thinking, what a fun gift. I was trying to find a gift for someone who I can never decide what to get them. Every single year, I'm like, what am I going to get this person? North Spore out of Westbrook, Maine has these great mushroom grow kits.
Oh, wow.
So basically all you need is a drill and a log, and you open this kit and you grow your own mushrooms.
Wow.
Who doesn't like mushrooms?
That's very cool.
And it's really fun, and they have all kinds of different things. I have a golden oyster in my hand, but they have shiitakes and porcinis and lion's mane. I think they even have the lobster one, but super fun.
You also have great soaps there,
hey,
too.
Hey, thank you. Yeah. Yes, we do.
Which are wonderful gifts.
Soaps are great gifts. I can't even pick a favorite one. No. We have people like standing around there smelling all the soaps. They're so delicious.
That's me. I'm sorry.
They're so
people
awesome.
People tell me to get out of the way. I say no.
Like locally made pastas and sauces. They're all so great. So one last thing that we have that I'm super excited to have in the store right now. We have these new ornaments and they're called Kurnaments. And what they are, and I should have probably spelled that out, there's a local boy named Tyler who is now 10 years old. But when he was in kindergarten, he wanted to do something to help raise money for Champion the Cure. So between he and his mom, they created a few ornaments. I think it was like 12 to start. And he sold them for $5 a piece and donated that money to Champion the Cure.
That's awesome.
So that has morphed. And his mother's a saint. I met her recently. How she does it, I do not know. I think they spend, you know, like Christmas, they better prepare for in July, because this little boy has raised over $10,000 so far.
Wow.
So, yeah. So we now have them in the store, $5 an ornament. They're beautiful. We have pictures of them on our Facebook and Instagram pages. But all of the money goes to Champion the Cure.
Well, that's wonderful.
Go Tyler, huh?
Yeah. Huh. He's 10?
He's 10 years old.
Suddenly I feel relatively unaccomplished.
I know, right?
I do most days, but that makes it worse.
Exactly how I feel.
Man.
I feel like, you know, I was telling, you know, when I'm telling like my coworkers about it, and they almost have the same look on their face. Like they're tearing up just a little bit, but at the same time, you see the look come across the face like, what the heck?
Yeah. You've also
am I doing?
You got some great Tiller and Rye swag too for people.
Ooh, yes. Thank you.
You want to fly the colors and let everybody know your favorite place to shop.
Yeah, thank you. We have some, we have to actually thank, really thank like W.S. Emerson Company for coming up with some of the, I know I'm laughing right now. I'm on the radio. You can't even see me. The greatest like tote bags. There's one that's like, why did the chicken cross the road? The answer is because she's an independent flightless bird. T-shirts. There's, I'm going to say it slowly so that you can say it fast and get it. But there's a head of lettuce. Turn up the beat.
Nice.
There's cute little like baby onesies. One of them says,
no, they're great.
It, feeling good from my head to my toes. Tomatoes.
Speaking of that, you must be excited for Christmas with Sam.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I'm really excited. Not that I'm not excited for this year, but he's 14 months old. So he's not quite there. Like, I can't wait till he's like Graham's age, you know, yeah. And giving me the lists and the updates.
Right, yes.
And,
yeah, demanding things.
Yes, yes. Do you tell him that you have Santa's cell phone number on speed dial? Or
No, because he would take my phone and call. No.
Probably would. I could totally see that.
But he's got the pecking order down of, you know, Santa's helpers and all those people. Who's real
who's
and
important.
Who's not. Yeah.
Do you do the elf on the shelf?
No.
Okay, I have friends who do this, and it just seems like so much more work at Christmas. No. Like, how much more can you pack in?
I tell him Uncle Kerry is watching every move that you make. He gets very afraid and snaps right in line.
I'm going to have to Photoshop a picture of Kerry as, like, an elf on the shelf.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming in. The mincemeat pie is amazing. Get with breakfast, lunch, whatever you're looking for, you're going to find it. Great, great food. Wonderful people to deal with, always at Tiller and Rye in Brewer. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me on once again and letting me like talk about the store.
Anytime, you're always welcome. You don't even have to bring food.
Oh, yes, I do.
All right, we're good with
food, drinks, you know.
Thanks, Sarah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.